The Voice of Bowen, 95.1 Gem FM.
You're on Gem FM. I'm Donna, and you're listening to the Wednesday Afternoon Show. Thanks for being here. I hope you're enjoying the tunes. I hope they're working in well with whatever your day is doing. I hope they're kind of just sitting nicely for however you are. Now, I'm just going to say a few words. I would, if you're listening closely, have a ponder. This is a line from a poem by Gerard Manley Hopkins. Swift, slow, sweet, sour, a dazzle, dim. So I'll just leave you with those words, and we'll be coming very shortly to talk about a kind of modern malaise. What happens when everything feels just a bit dim? Have a think about what your thoughts are, how you would like to maybe just take some small measures of control against this modern malaise. But before we meet our guest, Justine McAllister, she'll be here very shortly talking to you about how we can kind of lighten this mental overload. This is The Earth is Singing. Enjoy.
una mattina mi son svegliato. Oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. Una mattina mi son svegliato e ho trovato l'invasore. Oh partigiano, portami via. Oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. Oh partigiano, portami via, che mi sembra di morire. E se io muoio da partigiano, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao. E se io muoio da partigiano, tu mi devi seppellire.
Yeah, I hope you were listening because I played that track before. You might notice that I played it again. Bella Ciao, celebrating Italy's Liberation Day, Festa della Liberazione, observed annually on April the 25th. This day marks the 1945 liberation of Italy from Nazi occupation and the end of the fascist regime. And this song is very important in Italy. It's considered an anthem of the Italian anti-fascist resistance movement. And, I mean, there are many people alive today whose parents fought in that resistance movement. It's got a long history, the Italian, going right back to the First World War, the Italian anti-fascist resistance. So in honour of the fall of fascism in 1945, I'm welcoming the erudite and the charming Justine McAllister. Welcome, Justine.
Always so great to be here.
That's great to have you. Now, Justine is a retired psychologist, and I really wanted to talk to her today, and I hope this sort of resonates with you if you're listening, about the days that just feel a little bit dark and a little bit, I don't know, a bit sort of difficult. The cost of living, the price of petrol, the feeling that we don't really have a lot of control. Who's going to stop these people making these huge decisions which affect us all? So, Justine, I thought, you know, with your long experience of talking to different people about how to deal with what I would consider a modern malaise, you know, this idea we can't control our circumstances, how do we kind of stop feeling quite so dark about everything?
Well, I think first of all, the important thing to remember is, you know, understanding what we do have control over and accepting what we don't have control over. So
that makes sense.
Yeah, like we can affect outcomes for those that we do have control over, and we can accept those things that we don't. We don't have to agree with them. Certainly, I think that there'd be a whole global movement around not agreeing with what is happening, but that's something that we don't have control over. So in the most, like, simplest form, in relation to, like, the cost of petrol as an example, when we do have control over certain things, so certain things we do have control over are whether or not we're going to go with other people to an event, so we're not using the petrol, or we're taking that in turns. Other things are around, you know, shopping around for the best price for petrol when you know that it's going to be low on certain days, and not driving around with heavy things in your boot, you know. So I guess that's just an example of, you know, you can't control what's happening in the Hamas Strait, but what you can do is control what's happening on the ground for you to minimise or reduce that impact.
Yes.
And
yes,
it's also around some feeling that you have some mastery of that situation, you know, like, so you're facing it head on and you're taking positive steps that make your life
Go on, sorry.
Oh, no, I was just...
No, that's a fabulous suggestion, and I realise there's an app for that.
Oh, Petrol Spy?
Yes.
Is that... Yes.
So that makes, you know, because at first I was driving around looking for the best price.
Oh.
And then my son said, there's
You're
an
wasting
app.
Petrol.
Yeah, there's an app for that.
Of like, course, oh. Trust a young person.
Yeah, we love it. We love it. So that's right. So it's a sense of then taking control. Mm. It's a small measure. Sure.
But it makes us feel better about what's impacting on us. It gives us agency. And we talked before about people who have an internal locus of control, happier people because they feel like they've got agency over a situation, whereas people with an external locus of control just feel that so powerless in the situation that they can't do anything to make things better for themselves.
Yes, I suppose so. And the other thing I was thinking about too, just to go, you know, to that particular problem of the price of petrol, I notice it's coming down now, but I've been inclined to walk more. Yeah.
Well,
you know, and walking with a friend.
Yes, and walking with a friend.
Yeah.
And that's a very good example because we know that when we think about our reptilian brain, that actually is, you know, taking some control when we're in fight flight. That movement of walking is actually sending a message to our reptilian brain that we're good because we're out hunting, we're out gathering, the sun is shining, the birds are singing, and especially if we're doing it with company, absolutely it's a good thing to be walking or riding. Exercise, you know, always makes people feel better.
Yeah, and I guess also it gives you a sense of purpose. Mm. And I think for me, when I feel like everything's just a little bit dark and negative and, you know, why is the world like this? Why is the 21st century spitting out these sort of dreadful situations?
Mm.
It's hard to feel a personal sense of purpose. But then just little things like taking a walk, or another thing I've come to lately is just stopping and making a cup of tea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a really good thing to do. Now, you know, people say, oh, like, really good to stop and have a cigarette. And, you know, and the thing is as well, no.
No.
what you're doing is actually pausing. The cigarette is, you know, incidental to that. But what's making you feel better is actually the pause and taking the beat. And it's really important when there's been a sudden change in circumstances to actually take a beat, because
yes,
when we react, we're reacting with the fight flight, which is not always a well considered response.
It is a natural response.
It is an absolutely natural response.
Yeah.
And I think when we do take a beat, then we get perspective. So you know, perspective for me, like when I think about what's happening today, and, you know, what our generation is facing, or generations. And then I think to myself around what happened, you know, for World War One and World War Two, and, you know, all those young people that went off to...
Gosh, yes,
you know,
so young.
So young. And,
yeah,
and so I think that, you know, today we have so much to be thankful for. And obviously Anzac Day was an opportunity to think about, you know, how we got here and, you know, who laid down their arms for us, but also it's understanding the difficulties of past generations and how they faced what they faced and, you know, rose to meet that challenge in so many ways.
That's an excellent example. And, I mean, even here in Bowen, I think in the Vietnam War, Bowen as a town lost more young men than any other town in Australia.
Proportionally.
Yeah, that is something to remember. It's a sense of perspective, isn't it? So it's not allowing the events that are out of our control to let us feel too dark. But to see it more historically.
Absolutely. And I guess from another perspective too, how is that helpful? You know, how is looking at things and thinking about them in a doom and gloom type of way helpful to you as an individual or helpful to people around you? So,
yes.
So I think it's about perspective. Like, we have a lot to be grateful for. And when we take a beat, we can think about all those things that we have to be grateful for. And we do what we call like a comparison, you know, this is in psychological terms a downward comparison. So we make sure that, we're not caught in the downward, that we think about things in a much more helpful way, where it's not all about you, that it's actually other things are happening and there's a lot to be grateful for, and there's lots of opportunity that can come out of a crisis.
Okay. Oh, there's lots to explore there. We might take a beat. And this is Oliver Arnold's really beautiful Norwegian, Icelandic composer. He's here with Alice Sara Ott. I think she's from Iceland too, with a surname like Ott. And this is Letters of a Traveller. It's the Chopin Project. piece called Wyoming by Elijah Fox, just a lovely little piano piece. Before that, we heard from Oliver Arnold's and Alice Sarah Ott, Letters of a Traveller, the Chopin Project. You're on Gem FM. This is the Wednesday afternoon show. I'm Donna, and I'm joined by Justine McAllister. Welcome again, Justine.
Great. Always great to be here. Thank you for inviting me, Donna.
Oh, thank you for being here. Justine is a retired psychologist, and we're talking today about those days when things feel a little dark, a little kind of difficult, bit dim. You know, sometimes you just don't have that spring in your step that you would like. And this is kind of, it's a pattern though, isn't it? We get up, we get down, and we've talked a bit about, you know, some small measures of control, having a cup of tea, going for a walk. But for some of us, that lingers, that feeling kind of lingers. And what, you know, in your retired professional opinion, would you recommend for people who do feel things are a bit out of their control and it is a bit dark for them, a bit depressing?
And it is hard to get rocking and rolling, you know, when you do feel that way.
Yeah.
And so I guess, you know, in practice when you talk to people about what are the things in the past that has always made you feel good, and is that something that we can build into your daily routine just to, you know, get things kicked off? And one thing that I heard consistently was music.
How fabulous.
Yes, so people will play music or all those things that make them feel great, because there's a lot of things that are attached to music with respect to good memories and, you know, or reflecting how you feel. The one thing about music, like when I needed to do housework, I always put on ABBA.
Okay.
And so my son has this terrible legacy that whenever he hears ABBA, it means that he has to do housework.
Oh, dear.
So for him, ABBA's not a good not a good music memory. But people consistently say music.
Mm.
The other thing that they consistently say are pets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Even a goldfish, if you
even
only live
a
small apartment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you know, dogs and cats and, you know, truthfully, there have been some people that I've been very worried about if something was to happen to their pet, because their pet gets them, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The pet is always happy to see them. And even, you know, when they're feeling glum, that the pet. The other thing that I will say, and I guess this is around people who do have chemical imbalances in their brain, is that it is important to go and see a GP if this has been going on, like I'm going to say 2 weeks, consistently, where it's really difficult for you to get rolling and you don't see any light at the tunnel, because the reality of the situation is that we're all different.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, you would never say to a diabetic, look, no insulin for you.
Sure.
Because if your body needs it, your body needs it. And especially if there has been some time where you have been exposed to some trauma or some consistent difficulty that it's, you know, and want to encourage people that sometimes it's not just enough to do or behaviour activate or think about things in different ways.
Yes.
Sometimes you actually, your body actually does need some medication in order to...
Yeah, or at least to talk to somebody who can advise you.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, there are, you know, we've talked about there's an app for that. I mean, we have the Beyond Blue helpline, 1-300-224-636, 1-300-224-636. That's the Beyond Blue. There's always someone there. And Lifeline, 1-800-RESPECT. There's a lot of different phone lines and also online chat. And I know sometimes these resources are overused.
Can be a little bit questionable. So that's why if you were a person that was worried about somebody whose mood wasn't lifting, then, you know, take them to their local doctor and sit beside them, you know, while that's done.
Yeah.
Now, for others, you know, where it's just a case of, you know, I just need to put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
Because that's what that's what most people, the vast majority of people, need to do. Is
that's
just,
right, just get on with it.
Just get on with it. Yeah. And we talked before about putting the situation into perspective so that it becomes less personal for you. Now, often when you get some bad news, it's shocking. It's shocking. So just until you get perspective, until you get used to the idea, you know, don't make any sudden moves. Just,
yes,
you know, there's also, like, and we call it the four A's. So avoid stressful situations that you don't have control over. So it might be not just a situation, it might be a person
who triggers you,
who you find particularly taxing.
Yes.
And it just might be for your self-preservation for the immediate future, at least. I'm not saying that this needs to be a long term.
Yeah.
But for the immediate future, it can be that you just don't engage, you know, that you find other things to do or other reasons not to engage with that person until you've had a chance to regroup. So avoiding is a great short-term strategy, not a great long-term strategy.
Yes.
So, you know, if you just need to regroup and lick your wounds, then that's okay to remove yourself from the stressful situation. Now, the other thing, the other A in this is to alter. Now, you might need to be doing something different, right? Yeah. So because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over
getting
again.
Getting the same result.
And expecting a different result. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yes.
So, you know, so if something's not working for you, and especially if people are saying maybe you need to think about a different way to be doing, then just have a think about what are the ways that you might need to change your behavior in order to not be so reactive or whatever. So that's like things that you can do again on a local perspective, you know, like just locally, individually, to, you know, take some control of the situation.
Alter the situation so you're not repeating and expecting a different result.
Different result,
so you have to alter that pattern.
Interrupt the pattern. And we call that a pattern interrupt. So just do something different.
Okay.
And that's not to say that the thing that you choose to do different is going to be the thing that always works or works the first time.
Sure.
You can make a commitment to actually try different ways, different tweaking in order to, you know, address that situation.
Yeah. What are the other two ways? We've got avoid,
well, we've got
alter,
accept, we've
accept.
Got avoid, we've got alter, and then we've got adapt. Now, for those things that cannot change, then, you know, you need to you just need to adapt and not give it so much airtime or not respond in the
in
the way that you are. So, you know, like just move with it. And, like there, you know, like especially like say an example of that would be if you're with somebody who has dementia and rather than correcting them, it might be that you just agree and distract as an example. So you're adapting to the situation.
Sure.
So there's ways to...
That's
ways
so
to
true,
manage.
Isn't it? Because people with dementia, they often say things to try and make it sound like they're in the moment and they're understanding what's going on, but they usually don't. And they'll often say something completely off. That's right. Instead of correcting them, just to kind of go along with it and adapt to that situation.
Yeah, adapt to it. Yep, absolutely. And
they're
and
not hurt and you
you're
know,
not hurt and, you know, why create unnecessary
drama.
Angst.
So
there's lots of little, you know, tips and tricks, but it is hard to think about those when you're not firing on all cylinders.
Yes.
So that's where we get into self-care.
Okay.
So self-care is taking care of you and making time to take care of you.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting because I'm really fond of fresh ginger and fresh lemon juice in hot water. I mean, it's just, for me, it's such a pickup. I love it. Also love a glass of wine. And I read recently that having one glass of wine is as beneficial as having three. So you don't need to have lots of wine. you know, to feel better. Like sometimes people do like to drown their sorrows with alcohol. Mm-hmm. But apparently just one glass of wine has the same effect as three in terms of shifting the mood.
Mm-hmm.
So just
especially with music in the background.
Especially, but not ABBA. In case you want to do the housework.
Yes. But another thing that these are all the things that we hold the power to do. Singing is also something that makes people consistently feel good. So nobody needs to hear you. You know, like I know my mother used to say, a deaf man would be happy to hear me sing, but nobody needs to hear you. But it's that, you know, release of stress and, you know, that thing, sing like nobody's listening and dance like nobody's
watching,
because they are the things, that movement and that expression that actually do make us feel better in that moment. And then we can take some long-term strategies around, these are the things that I need to do differently in order to have a quality of life. Now, when we're in a place, so first of all, we're talking about activating and, you know, getting a sense of achievement that we can actually start to affect some change.
Yeah.
So we've done self-care and now we're moving in the direction of building our resilience. And the next thing that we do is start to set some realistic goals about what we want to see differently for ourselves.
Okay.
You know, so in that time of self-reflection, we've worked out what's important to us.
Yeah.
And then we start moving towards those rather than being distracted, because that's what we do when we're not ready to look at us and do something different.
Okay.
We look at others, we blame others, we criticize others. So if that's something that you are doing, it means that it's more of a reflection of you not happy with you and what's happening for you. So take the time to have a think about what's important to you and then start planning your life around what's important to you.
Oh, look, that's fabulous advice. I've got a few questions, but if you don't mind, we'll just go to a track. Let's go to some music. This is a piece, I think it's instrumental. It's called Ama Piano. I'm not really sure what Ama Piano means, but it's a very popular genre at the moment. And it's from Sound Africa Records. Now, I've heard a few different versions of this, and when you hear it, you may recognize it. And it's called Let Me Be Me.
Thank you.
That was The Butterfly. We heard there that beautiful little piano piece called Butterfly, and that's from an artist, Alstad, A-L-S-T-A-D. And before that, Let Me Be Me, or Let Me Be, I'm a piano version from Sound Africa Records. And I do have another version of that coming up very soon. I've heard lots of different versions myself recently. Excuse me, and maybe it's something you've heard too. I'm here in the Gem FM studios. This is the Wednesday afternoon show. I'm Donna, and we're talking, you know, this idea that sometimes it just feels very difficult. Life is all a little bit hard, and we've been talking along different lines of walking and making cups of tea, not overdoing the alcohol, or maybe swapping it out for an alcohol-free version. I know a lot of people really like that non-alcoholic champagne.
Yes.
So on.
Yes, because it's the ritual rather than the drink. It's like, you know, when you were young and you're going out and you're putting on your makeup and all that excitement. Like, it's not actually going out. It's the ritual of
preparing.
Anticipation,
indeed. And so we've been talking about how some measures, some small little measures we can do to kind of overcome these feelings of despair. And Justine McAllister is my guest. If you've just joined us, Justine McAllister, we've been talking about maybe just setting some goals. But even for some people, that's a task, isn't it?
It is a task, especially when you're not in that place that you haven't built your resilience sufficiently in order to set a goal.
Sure.
And then people, I mean, we all want to achieve, we all want to succeed, and people will set a goal and then they don't achieve it because they haven't, you know, made it an achievable goal.
Yeah.
And then they get defeated and then it's harder for them to get rocking and rolling again.
Okay.
So the important thing with goals is that they do need to be achievable and they do need to be time limited, and most importantly, if you don't achieve that goal, it suggests that that goal needs a tweak, not you.
Okay.
You know, like, so think about maybe making that goal a little bit more achievable or breaking it down into
two different goals.
Rather than just, you know, one big goal that, you know,
I want to be a billionaire by the time I'm 42.
Exactly, and then the more achievable goal will be on, you know, only going to get a coffee 6 out of 7 days a week, and I'll put that money in the savings account.
Sure,
you know, like, so that's the idea around if you're not getting traction, then the goal that you've set is unachievable with where you are positioned at that point in time.
So tweak the goal and don't feel defeated if it's not working out straight away.
Yes, yep. So we usually say that whatever goal you set is to actually make a 2-week commitment to it, and that will make you see whether that goal is achievable. And 2 weeks is an achievable time frame as well. It doesn't go on and on and on. So 2 weeks, see how you go, and usually most of the time your goal needs a tweak, because if you're not used to setting goals and achieving them, you don't know really what's realistic.
Sure. Okay, so maybe, you want to save some money, and maybe you'll feel better if you have a little bit of money in your savings account. So just stopping having coffee every day of the week out and start making coffee at home and maybe inviting a friend over for coffee.
Exactly, Donna. God, you should have been a psychologist.
I don't think so.
But, yeah, exactly that. There's lots and lots of opportunities to actually affect an outcome in your life if you just take a moment and think about, because connection to people is probably the most important thing that we do or have to do as humans.
Yeah.
And when we don't connect, we de-skill, our social skills de-skill really quickly. So it makes it really hard to get back in.
If
you've been a bit insular. The important thing is whatever happens, stay connected to others, and that's obviously around coffee, around, you know, going for a walk, round a phone call.
Or going to listen to some music. There's lots of great live music that happens here in Bowen.
Absolutely.
Down at the Yacht Club, they have live music on a Sunday. There's lots of lovely live music all around.
So. And, you know, it's a very welcoming community.
Yeah.
And there's also, like, old-fashioned things to do, like, oh, my God, write a letter. Do you know? So, you know, writing a letter also, and you don't even have to send that letter.
Yeah, that's very powerful,
isn't
it?
It is incredibly powerful. Yeah. You know, and certainly...
saying things you can't say to someone's face, but
100%, writing it down.
I love that technique. Yes,
and it does. And the other thing about writing things down, it gets the swirl out of your head. So people swirl and swirl and swirl and swirl and don't ever get a resolution because it's just swirling.
Yeah.
But if you write it down, then it leaves that swirl and you've got it in front of you, and then you can make a decision because it's so much more clearer.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's there in front of you, and as you say, it's not on this sort of brain loop. Not rotating around in your head.
Yeah, and not getting a resolution.
So instead you could think about, well, what flavour coffee will I have?
Yes, exactly that. Exactly. You know, there are a million options if you just take the moment to think about, how can I make this better?
Yes, yes. Oh, look, that's some sound advice there, and you know, I guess it is a cycle. We do feel happy because it's in relation to feeling a bit gloomy or maybe a bit sad. And feeling sad is part of being of the human experience.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Because if we didn't feel sad, we wouldn't appreciate what it is to feel happy.
Yeah.
So that's all part of you know, that
being human.
Being human.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, we are perfect the way that we are.
Absolutely.
We are enough.
We are. We absolutely are. And in fact, we have all the resources within us already to achieve everything we want to achieve. It's just a matter of, as you say, taking a moment, take a beat, sit down, talk it out with a friend, write a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drink too much. Keep the house clean.
Yeah, well, I mean, those are, you know, because I have to say, I feel a sense of happiness when I feel like I have some control over my environment. So,
yes.
You know, when I'm living, when my washing's done and put away, when my...
the sheets are clean.
Sheets are clean, when the kitchen's tight. Like, those are the things that we can just spend 10 minutes at a time. And certainly, like, how I do my stuff is that the kitchen I do, and then I can have 15 minutes of online bridge.
Oh, I love
so
that.
So that's my reward system is that, you know, because nobody, you know, I'm not a person that, you know, seeks to do work. I'm not, you know, chores are something that I, you know, have to motivate myself to do.
Yeah.
And the way that I motivate that is around a reward system afterwards.
Yeah, I love that. I have cross-play.
Cross-play. Tell me about cross-play.
Oh, cross-play is like Scrabble. It's online. It's a little bit harder because everyone's at this kind of excruciatingly high level.
Oh.
And I've got a few friends I play with, including someone in Canada who I just don't really know much about, but we've started to become friends because there's a little chat function as well. And that's actually kind of like a meditation for me because I have to think about words and I have to think, you just get dealt letters. I suppose it's a bit like bridge. You just get dealt cards.
Dealt cards, yes.
You've got to play with what you've got. Sometimes you've got three E's and two U's and one consonant and that is very
challenging.
Hard. Yeah. But for me, it becomes quite meditative rather than kind of feeling difficult.
Overwhelmed.
It's overwhelmed. I kind of just sit back and think, I know there's a solution.
Mm.
And sometimes I have to leave it and come back and then I see the solution.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's a kind of a reward for doing chores. But for me, it's more like a meditation after I've done a lot of stuff where I've had to be active and busy. I can just take a moment and sit back and just be with the letters.
I think that really highlights how it's different things for different people because what you just described to me sounded like a torture. So
I love it.
I think it is really important to find your thing.
Absolutely.
As long as it's not destructive or dysfunctional. So
or breaking the law.
Because you don't want to be sitting doing online bridge for 8 hours a day.
God,
you know, you don't want to be binging on streaming 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
So some of that, when you are feeling down, it's easy to slip into.
It is.
I'm going to just be doing this because it does make me feel better.
Yes.
Understand that, you know, take some responsibility for some level of, you know, that it's meant to be a reward system, not to be a distraction.
Yeah.
You know, that keeps you stopping from facing what you need to head on, because that's how you deal with stress, is that you face it head on or challenges, and then you develop a way that you're going to manage them.
Yeah.
And denial is a river in Egypt.
Right? Okay. I love it. Denial is a river in Egypt. You're a poet and you don't know it. All right. Well, I hope for those of you listening, there was something there, some little gem from Gem FM for you, something that resonated for you today. Bite off the goals that are achievable. Make a friend, get a pet, keep the house clean, don't drink too much. But, yourself. Just be you.
Be you. You are enough.
You are, indeed. Mm. Absolutely. What a beautiful note to end on. This is another version of Let Me Be Me, and this is from The Second Voice. Hope you like it. Thanks, Justine.
Oh,
thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Justine McAllister.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Soldier and his sweet. hearts were filled with sorrow, for their thoughts were of tomorrow, as she pinned a rose upon it, a coat of blue. Do not ask me, love, to linger, for you know not what to say. Your duty calls your sweetheart's name again. And your heart need not be sighing. If I be among the dying, I'll be with you when the roses bloom again. When the roses bloom again, side of the river, and the mockingbird has sung its sweet refrain. In the days of auld lang syne, I'll be with you, sweetheart mine. I'll be with you when the roses bloom again.
People talking without speaking. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wills of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to a neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered in the sound of silence.
What a classic. Simon and Garfunkel, The Sounds of Silence. That is such a classic, isn't it, when you can hear a song 20 years later, 30 years later, 40 years later, and it still has resonance. Before that, When the Roses Bloom Again, that's a traditional folk song arranged there by Billy Bragg as a protest song. And Let Me Be the Second Voice. That's a piece that just keeps reoccurring in my life. I don't know if you know it, but it's mostly African musicians and singers preparing those pieces. So this is Gem FM. You're listening to the Wednesday Afternoon Show. I'm here just for a little bit longer. I wanted to let you know, coming up later on today, we have Country Rocks with Roxy. That's at 5. That's till 7. And following that, Willie T at the Crossroads, Nothing But the Blues. So two great shows. If you love your traditional country music, Roxy's the woman for you. She's really got some fabulous tunes that she brings in and knows a lot about. And Willie T's blues show is one I highly recommend. Even if you don't love the blues, it's a great show. He's got a lot of wisdom and knowledge about the blues. And tomorrow, Thursday, Jude's Gems. And I think being the beginning of the month, so Jude's Gems at 10, and Jude always has a theme, a narrative that she kind of follows through with music. It's a really interesting hour of radio, 10 till 11, Jude's Gems, that's Thursday. And following that, the beginning of the month, Jude, Love Your Garden. So, and she knows a lot about gardening. So it's a great, great early morning, or not too early, but a great morning listening session there. 10 o'clock, Jude's Gems. Following that is Jude's Love Your Garden at 11. Don't forget in the evening, one of my favourite shows on Gem FM, Blast from the Past with Mac. He just plays lots of great tunes from, well, just rock. Yeah, rock. Some great R&B rock. And, I really love his choices of music. And it's on at that perfect sunset time of day, 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock. And, he's playing some great tunes from the past, blasting them out. He invites you to find a comfy chair and get a cool drink. It's a great session on Gem FM. And there's other great radio programs throughout the week, of course. I'll be here again next Wednesday, the Wednesday afternoon show. Look, I hope you enjoyed the chat with Justine McAllister. We'd love to hear from you. If there is a topic you'd like to discuss, you're most welcome to call in. And there's also the Check-In with Sally. That's a monthly program with Roxy. I think that'll be on this coming Tuesday. And Sally is also a psychologist, and she and Roxy discuss different topics as well. I think the topic I discussed today with Justine resonated a little bit with last month's topic. I think they talked about depression, but we were talking today more about the modern malaise, the kind of idea of stuff being out of your control, like, you know, petrol prices and things like that. So, yeah, but look, there's lots of opportunities to listen in and get happy with some great music, or even get some advice. The Check-In with Sally, that should be on next Tuesday at 11. The text line here, 0484 510 152. That's the Gem FM text line, 0484 510 152. If you do have any questions for Sally, you could text them in. And also wanting to let you know that one of our sponsors, the Early Beach Festival of Music, has a Party in Paradise package prize. Now, this is an incredible prize. It's valued at $5,000. It includes two VIP festival passes, three nights in a Waterview Queen Room at Heart Hotel, and two ocean rafting tours, including scenic flights over the Heart Reef. And there's also Whitehaven Beach day trips. So daily breakfast at the deck and a seafood platter for two at Northerly's Beach Bar and Grill. So it's a prize well worth going in the draw for, but get in quick. Entries close on Sunday, May the 17th. All you need to do is go to the Airlie Beach Festival of Music website, subscribe to the festival's digital newsletter, and that's before midnight on Sunday, May 17th, and you'll be notified if you're the winner on Monday, May the 18th. If you are already subscribed, just update your details. They've got new categories there for phone numbers and postcodes, so you'll go in the draw as well. That's the Early Beach Festival of Music. It's happening in November from the 6th to the 9th. All right, a quiet thought. This is Paul Grabowski and Sam Anning, two Australian musicians and composers, created this piece. I hope you like it. A quiet thought. Thank you.
chapuye yo jan mere uzuzo mere uzuzo mere uzuzo sa chapuye yo jan mere uzuzo ya la
Vardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshyam Amritat Om Triyambakam Yajamaye Sukandim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshyam Amritat Om Triyambakam Yajamaye Sukandim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshyam Amritat Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
What you're about to hear actually happened.
G'day, Baz. What you been up to?
Helping to catch smugglers.
Pull the other one, mate.
Nah, seriously. The kids come home the other day with some story about a bloke stuffing live lizards into plastic tubes.
Oh.
So I go and take a squiz, and sure enough, there's this joker out in the scrub, only this time he's got a big net and he's trying to catch cockies.
So did you confront him?
You kidding? Nah, mate, I bravely snuck away and rung the customs hotline.
The what?
The customs hotline. Easy number to remember, 1-800-06-1800. I gave him a description of the bloke and the number plate of his car.
So what happened?
Well, customs caught up with him at Perth Airport, trying to smuggle something like 200 native birds and animals out.
Mate, they're worth a fortune overseas.
Not this lot. This bloke's facing up to 10 years in jail.
Ring the customs hotline on 1800 06 1800 if you see or hear anything suspicious in your area, and help protect Australia's borders.
I just wanted to say goodbye, and thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks again to Justine McAllister for coming in and talking about the modern malaise and how to kind of overcome these little dark spots in the day. All right, lovely to have your company, and please stick around. We've got Country Rocks with Roxy at 5 and Willie T at the Crossroads at 7, leaving you now with Better Things, Massive Attack. Bye for now. Love.
on. Join me at 5 p.m. every Wednesday for Country Rocks with Roxy. See ya.
Look here. This is Willie T from At the Crossroads. Nothing but the blues. 7 till 9 o'clock on Wednesday nights on 95.1 GMFM. Play the blues.